Frank Chandler and the Regents prepare to depart for America after witnessing the death of Roxor and Dr. Shaw in a blazing house in Cairo. Meanwhile, however, in a prison in the south of France, the sinister Prince Dimitri plots with his lieutenants to instigate a holy war beginning in Algeria. The present act opens on the terrace of a hotel in Algiers.
Chandu, the magician.
Well, go on, Father.
Yes, don't just stop when you come to the most interesting part of it. What did Professor Laharval say about the ruins?
Gee, yes. You came rushing up to us on the boat just before we landed here and said we were going to get off and stay for several days. I couldn't imagine what had happened.
Wasn't it exciting getting our trunks off the ship and everything in such a hurry? Didn't you think it was, Mother?
Heavens, yes. I've never seen you more excited, Robert.
I know it did seem sudden, my dear. But ever since I met Professor Laharval on the ship, he's been telling me of these ruins that have just been uncovered. And when he invited me to visit them with him, I admit I found the idea stimulating.
Well, go on and tell us about the ruins, Father. Ever since we got here to the hotel, we've been trying to get you to tell us where they are and everything.
I think Uncle Frank thought we'd all lost our minds when he saw us getting off the ship. I bet he thought we decided to stay here just because he was going to come here for a while.
Did you tell him about the ruins, Father?
Yes, I spoke to him about them briefly. But he was in a hurry to keep an appointment with someone and said he'd hear more about it when he came back to the hotel later.
Bobby, if you and Betty want to hear about the ruins, you'd better stop asking Father questions about all sorts of other things.
Well, okay. Go on, Father, will you?
From what the professor says, these ruins are in the mountains, not very far from Algiers.
Yes, but Father, you don't know but what somebody else might be trying to take you out there in the ruin and shut you up again like Roxor did, do you?
Oh, my dear, that's absurd. Professor Laharval is one of the foremost French scientists. He's in charge of the archaeological work in Algeria for the French government. Why, it's impossible he could have any interest in making me a prisoner.
Of course it is, dear. Besides, if they were attempting anything like that, why should they invite me to go along?
Why, are you
going to?
You didn't tell us you were going.
I haven't said I was going. I only said Professor Laharval asked Father to invite me.
Yes, but... Oh, there's Madame Delange. Did you know she was going to stay at this hotel, Mother?
Of course I did, and you did too. You were standing right beside me on deck yesterday afternoon when she told me she was staying here.
Well, I didn't hear her. Don't you think she's perfectly fascinating, Mother?
Yes, she is attractive.
Well, I bet she's somebody. The way the captain and all the ship's officers acted. She sits right next to the captain at the table. Did you notice that?
Uncle Frank thinks she's probably the wife of some French government official.
Well, I never heard her say anything about her husband, did you?
Don't be silly. Why should she go around talking about her husband all the time?
Well, if my husband was an important French officer, I guess I'd talk about him.
Yeah, and bore everybody to death, I suppose, the way you used to do about Abdallah.
Mother, I wish you'd make him quit.
Dorothy, are the children quarreling?
Oh, Robert, do you mean to say you've never heard them quarreling before?
Why, no.
You don't know what you've missed, Father. Mother spends half her life trying to keep Betty out of my hair.
Yes, I'm trying to keep Bob from knocking out all my teeth.
Don't you believe them, Robert. It's not as bad as all that.
Say, Father, didn't you ever get into fights when you were a kid?
Oh, I had no brothers and sisters, you know. I do remember getting my eye badly blackened in a fight with another boy when I was preparatory school.
Others, Father? What were you fighting about?
Oh, it's been a long time ago, but as I remember it... It began in an argument over which of us was to escort a girl to the annual dance.
How can you beat that? Imagine, Father.
My Father, I'm thrilled to death.
Well, what's all this?
Oh, hello, Uncle Frank. We didn't see you coming. Sit down with us, won't you?
Father was just telling us about a disgraceful episode in his wild youth.
Why, Robert, don't tell me your past is emerging after all this time to strike you down. What was it?
Oh, Uncle Frank, he got a black eye fighting with another boy about a girl.
Disgraceful. Did you know his black secret when you married him, Dorothy?
No, indeed.
Well, you're going to have a swell time picking on him about it on the way out of the ruins, Mother.
What ruins?
Why, Frank, Robert said he told you.
Is that what you had tried to tell me in all that scramble to get off the boat, Robert?
I told Dorothy. I was afraid I hadn't made it clear.
I had a confused impression that you'd suddenly decided to leave the ship at Algiers because some French government officer had ruined himself at the gambling table.
Frank, I'm sure I didn't say anything like that.
Probably not, but that was what I understood. And I had no time to wait for you to explain then. What is this about ruins?
You met Professor Laharval on the ship.
Oh, of course. I heard he'd excavated some ruins near Algiers somewhere.
Yes, he wants me to see them. He seems to think
Isn't it exciting, Uncle Frank? He wants Mother to go along. Isn't it nice you're going to be here now, dear, just when we are?
Gee, yes. When you told us on the ship yesterday you couldn't go home with us, we were kind of sunk because we thought we were going to have a lot of fun at home with you.
Yes, I'm sorry not to be able to go back to California with you. How long will you be here in Algiers, Robert?
Oh, not more than a few days, Frank. I thought I could go up and see the ruins and come back here in one day.
It can't be far, then.
No, I think it's only a few miles. They say the roads are excellent, too.
And are you going with him, Doc?
I don't know, Frank. I'd like to, of course, but Professor LeHarrival didn't invite Bobby and Betty.
Why not leave them here at the hotel? If you're going tomorrow, I have nothing to do. I'll keep an eye on them for you.
Oh, we don't need somebody to look after us, Mother. Are you going to miss the trip to the mountains just because you have to watch us as if we were babies?
Oh, it's not that, Betty, but...
Go on, Mother. Don't be silly. We'll be all right. What could happen to us?
Of course, if Uncle Frank's going to be here, that does make a difference. Frank, you sure they won't be in your way?
Of course not. The man I'm to see here will be back until the day after tomorrow, I understand. So that leaves me with tomorrow free, except for one appointment in the morning.
Mother, if you're even afraid to trust us alone for the morning, I bet Madame Melange will take us shopping or something.
Betty, it isn't that I don't trust you, dear. You know that.
Well, I know. I didn't exactly mean that. But you know, Madame Delange did say she wished she could show us Algiers, because she knows a lot about it. She's been here a lot of times.
Yes, so I understand.
But we can't impose on such a casual acquaintance, Betty.
But she offered to take us, Mother, didn't she? I don't see why you'd think she didn't mean it. Women certainly are funny, aren't they, Uncle Frank?
It seems to me I've heard that remark somewhere before, Bob.
Well, anyway, here comes Madame Delange now. She's coming right over here.
Now, don't speak to her about showing you the city, dear. Let her bring it up if she likes.
I won't, Mother. How do you do, Madame Delange?
Oh, bonjour, Betty Lou. I am delighted to find you at this hotel.
How do you do, Madame Delange?
Won't you sit down for a moment with us?
Merci.
Sit here by me, Madame Delange. I'm just thrilled to death to have a chance to visit Algiers, even for 2 or 3 days. We hardly saw it at all when we were here before.
That is why I have come to speak to you and your mother. Madame, you will permit me the great pleasure of showing you some of the interesting things in Algiers.
Well, it's very kind of you, Madame Delange, but my husband and I can't be here tomorrow.
Good thing! You really decided to go, huh, Mother?
Where is it you are going, may I ask?
To the ruins. Professor LeHarrival's party has recently unearthed.
It will be fascinating, I am sure. But you do not accompany your mother, Betty Lou?
No, Bob and I are going to stay here.
And I've accepted the task of keeping them out of mischief.
Well, it will give me great pleasure to assist you, Monsieur Chandler.
Thank you. I shall probably be equal to it myself, though.
I wonder if you will excuse me now, so that I may get together some things I want to take with me.
Certainement, Monsieur.
What kind of things, Father?
Oh, I shall want to take some photographs. I'll need, well...
I'll come with you, Robert, and see about getting our things packed.
Shall we wait for you here, Mother?
Yes, will you? Sorry to be so hurried, Madame Delange.
Oh, it is nothing, Madame. May I suggest that you take with you a warm cloak? You will find it cool in the mountains.
Thank you. We'll see you at dinner, Frank.
Yes, Doc.
Is this your first visit to Algiers, Monsieur Chandler?
Except for a short stay about a year ago, I haven't been here for a number of years.
But she does not change, Algiers. When one has climbed the hill to the Casbah, one can still imagine the harbor is filled with pirate ships.
Gee, wouldn't it be keen if there were pirates here now?
Oh, yes, wouldn't it?
From some of the things I've read about them, I doubt whether you'd think so if you saw them, Betty. Madame Delange, I wonder if you'll excuse me, too. I have a cablegram to send.
Of course, monsieur. And do not forget if you require an assistant to control Bob and Betty Lou tomorrow. I shall be very happy to have you call me.
Thank you very much.
I can just see Uncle Frank dragging us down the street, kicking and screaming.
Oh, Bob. Look at that good-looking Algerian or whatever he is. Look, Madame Delange. He looks like a sheik or something. See him coming up the steps?
Boy, is he dressed up.
He looks like something out of a book, doesn't he? Why, he's coming over here.
Oh, it is my good friend, Ismail. But I am delighted to see you once more, Ismail.
Ah, Madame Delange. I am enchanted. I did not know you had returned to Algiers. It is my good fortune that I have come to the hotel today to seek a friend.
Well, I am glad you have come here at this moment. Miss Regent, permit me to present Ismail. Also, Miss Regent's delightful brother, Ismail.
How do you do? Sit down, won't you?
You are most kind.
You have come to Algiers for a visit?
No, we're just going to be here for 2 or 3 days until there's a boat. Our father's going up to the new ruins with Professor LeHarrival tomorrow.
Ah.
Yes. Bob, let's order some lemon squashes, shall we?
Sure, that's a good idea. Will you have one, Madame Delange?
Oh, you are most kind, Bobby.
How about you, Ismail?
Thank you. Yes, I will be glad to join you.
Well, that waiter.
He was right here a minute ago. Oh, look, there he is over there.
Quick, Ismail. What of Dimitri?
Hush. They may hear you. He will arrive tomorrow.